Thank you, Jenny. Welcome to our service of carols and lessons. This morning we'll also take the opportunity to acknowledge and thank our amazing volunteers, especially those who come and serve in the refresh shop. Welcome to you particularly, for those of you who are volunteers. We are so honoured that you have chosen to be here today. I know there are others who could not make it, and I'm also conscious that there are others of you who volunteer in all kinds of ways across our community, and I want to acknowledge that this morning as well. Also want to welcome those who will be listening to this service at a later time through the recording, and we're so glad that you're able to share with us in that way. Please note that most of the carols will be unannounced, and we will remain seated for most, but not all of them. I'll guide you in that as well. We'll do things, some things a little differently than we would on other Sundays, including the announcements and the prayers for others, which will be happening very shortly. And in fact, I'll ask Marlene just to come forward and she'll highlight a few things. And you also note some things that are in the order of service as well. So thanks, Marlene.
Morning, everyone. Morning. And welcome to our refresh shop volunteers, and also anyone visiting with us today, we welcome you too and invite you to join us for a cuppa after the service. This afternoon at 4:30, there'll be community carols at the Anglican Church on Moorville Road. Wednesday the 11th of December at 7:30 p.m. here in this church, there'll be a blues service here for those who find Christmas a difficult time. Friday the 13th, 12:15, is the men's lunch. That's always at the One Table Cafe. Please let you know if you plan to attend. Also, Friday the 13th is the last day of our trading in the refresh shop. So just a little more time to get a bargain. Monday the 16th at 10:30 a.m. we have refreshed volunteers morning tea at the One Table Cafe. And Dawn has given me a couple more notices here. All the gifts for the Angel Tree Christmas collection and also for our refuge, a women's refuge, have been collected. And is anyone able to stay and help with putting up our nativity scene would be most welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, Marlene. And just to mention, particularly for Wednesday night's service, the Blue Christmas service, I encourage you to continue to talk to people about that, particularly for those who have experienced some sense of loss or have a very strong sense of that at the moment. I encourage you to have some conversation. It may be that you say that you'll come along with them. And generally, I just encourage you to come that night anyway in support of those who will be here. That would be great. So 7 o'clock, and the service will be about 30 minutes. Just the other thing I want to mention at this point, many of us would be aware that Bill East was going for surgery tomorrow morning. The latest is that that surgery will not be proceeding tomorrow. Bill will still be going in tomorrow to have some conversation about what happens next. So just a quick update in regards to Bill. Also, to mention, I was talking to Glenda this morning as well, Blair is currently in hospital and receiving some treatment for some infection, and they're just working on some antibiotics to try and resolve that. So please continue your prayers for both Bill and for Blair.
Good morning, everybody. It's lovely to be here today. Lovely to be with you all here today. And we're going to begin our carols, to begin our singing this morning with the Carol of the Birds, which is a lovely Australian carol, which is a very appropriate one for us to begin, isn't it? But I do invite you all to join in. The words will be up there, but we'll just help lead it in case you're not so familiar with that song. Thank you.
During this time to let it be our care and delight to step out of the frantic pace of this world at this time and to hear again the message of the angels that a Saviour has been born to us, which is Christ the Lord. The Bible readings in a service of carols and lessons take us on a journey through time and unfold the story of God's promise to save his people. From the fall of humanity in Genesis and God's promise to Abraham, from whom God promises to bless all the nations of the earth, to the voice of the prophets and the recounting of the events of that very first Christmas. This morning the readings will start from the message of the prophets, namely Isaiah. So let us fill this place with joyful carols of praise. And before we do so, let us pray for the needs of the world.
Long ago, you sent messengers to prepare for the Messiah's birth. As we prepare today for the Messiah to come again, we bring to you our prayers for the world and for your church. Heavenly Father, we acknowledge you as our creator and source of all life. We come before you with hearts full of gratitude for your boundless love and mercy. We thank you, God, for being our shepherd. Your guidance and protection lead us. We praise you for your unfailing love that never ceases. We lift up our world leaders and ask for your wisdom and guidance as they work towards peace. May conflicts be resolved and the suffering of innocent people come to an end. Grant them wisdom and the courage to make decisions that lead to harmony and unity. Gracious God, we pray for the Uniting Church of Australia and its mission. Strengthen the church leaders, our Reverend David, pastors and congregations. Help us all to shine your light and spread your love in our community. May we all be instruments of your grace and truth. Lord of compassion, we bring before you those who are sick, suffering, and in need of healing. Comfort them in their pain and bring them peace. Guide the hands of medical professionals, caregivers, and as they provide treatment and support. Loving God, we pray for families and relationships. May they be built on a foundation of love, respect, and understanding. Heal any brokenness and bring reconciliation where there is strife. Strengthen the bonds that unite us. Merciful God, we intercede for those who are vulnerable, oppressed and marginalised. Provide them with shelter, food and protection. as we continue this day, we present to you, we present the day to you, Lord. We ask for your blessing upon our endeavours, our interactions, and our thoughts. May our work bring glory to your name and benefit to our community. Strengthen us to serve you with all our hearts. Guide us in righteousness and help us to reflect your love and grace in all we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
We remain seated as we sing three verses of Once in Royal David City. Second Sunday of Advent, and as we light the second Advent candle, we thank God for the peace that comes in and through Jesus. Thanks, Lord. We light this candle today to remind us that Christ is the Prince of Peace, the one promised from the beginning of the world. We thank God for the hope he gives us and for the peace that he bestows us. Amen. Okay, we remain seated as we sing O Come Emmanuel, three verses.
Thank you.
first lesson is from Isaiah chapter 9. As we look back at this passage, we recognise it as foretelling Christ's birth and kingdom. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shone. For a child has been born to us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. He will justice and with righteousness from this time onwards and forevermore. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this. O come, all ye faithful. Amazing.
From Micah chapter 5 verses 2-3. The prophet Micah foretells the glory of little Bethlehem. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule in Israel,
whose origin is from the old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labour has brought forth. Then the rest of his kingdom shall return to the people of Israel.
To acknowledge our volunteers. Previously I worked in aged care, and volunteers are such an important part of the care of residents and clients and of the agency's capacity to make a difference in someone's life. Making a difference in someone's life can be a very simple thing to do. May we never underestimate the impact that a kind word or gesture can have on someone who most needs it at that time. Jesus one time said, "When you do something to the least of these, you do it to me." Now, I know we have some volunteers from the Refresh Shop here this morning, and I'm wondering if you would just maybe perhaps stand, or if you want to put your hand up, if you have anything to do with the Refresh Shop. To our amazing volunteers, thank you for the difference that you make that are connected with the Refresh Shop. Both those who visit the shop and with each other as you serve alongside one another. Today we thank you for your faithful work there, that through the gift of your time, your efforts, the gift of your very selves, you enable a gift of generosity to be given from this particular community of faith to a number of mission projects that support people in many and varied practical ways, and we'll hear about that shortly. I know that you're having a morning tea with Jenny in a week or so, and I hope that wasn't a surprise, but so I know some of you are gathering with her soon. That's part of our expression of appreciation to you, and so thank you for that. Now, I'm conscious that there are others here today not associated with the Refresh Shop who also volunteer beyond their work within the congregation in all kinds of ways. And I'm wondering whether you might just put your hand up as well, if you volunteer somewhere beyond the life of the congregation. There we go. How about that? So thank you for what you do. That you, whether it be here, shop, or whatever it is that you do, thank you so much for the contribution that you make in that way. And I'm going to say this prayer, and then we'll see some of the projects that we are able to share in because of the work of what you do here. Lord, as we gather here, we remember that all we have in this world is first a gift from you that often requires the teamwork of human hands. Thank you for all those, especially the volunteers in our midst, who offer their time and abilities such that hope and compassion is shared both here and beyond. Thank you for the way that they look beyond themselves to enrich the lives of others. Help us, O Lord, to be a light in a darkened world and to be sources of hope and encouragement to those who we meet. May our words and actions reflect your love and grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So let's hear about some of the projects, and there'll be a PowerPoint up here that is an expression of what we support. Thanks, Dawn.
Many of you will probably know quite a lot about the projects already, so I'm only going to show you a few extra photos to bring that to life. If you want to know more, read some of the stories from the Reflections magazine. Our first priority for the local category is always $3,000 towards the chaplaincy program at Kenmore State High School, where Justin Prestige is the local chaplain supported there. This chaplaincy benefits both the students and the staff. Our international projects are carefully chosen. Firstly, this year, $1,000 each went to four projects from Uniting World, because they actually work with local partners to respond very specifically to the local needs. First, two projects in North India helped the low caste community left out of so many other programs. This one was the supply of two special water pumps which could work over long distances and guarantee irrigation for farming during the dry months, when previously all families had to move away to get other work. This has changed the entire economy and well-being of the whole village of about 250 people. Next is a program we know a lot about because people from Queensland have gone there, like Reverend David Baker, who came last year to tell us about it. This is a hostel for girls from poor rural areas so they can go on to high school in after-school support and also keep in touch with their own villages. Now, most of the north of Sri Lanka is very poor after the long war and huge inflation, so you wouldn't want to be disabled as well. This project trained disabled people so they could learn ways of earning a living and independence. Now, in September, Marty Lumsden from Uniting World came and introduced us to a wonderful project in Bali. So we had to have a photo with Irini, one of our Refresh people and members, who was born in Bali, shown here with two of our other Refresh supporters. Marty took her family on holiday to this village in the very poor rural north, not to posh high-rise hotels on the coast. We were all very impressed because six very small projects had a major, wider impact. One project gave a man two goats and the training to care for them. So then he was able to sell the extra milk, sell the manure to the local coffee man, who had some help too, then breed his goats, so he now has six. And you can read the rest of the stories in the reflection. Destiny Rescue is a wonderful organisation we've given to in the last few years. Child trafficking is now the number one biggest money earner for organised crime, above drugs and selling munitions illegally. Destiny Rescue doesn't just rescue children, they support the child and their family to make sure they won't be at risk again. Matt Whitaker told us a lot about this when he visited last July. At least 1 million children currently are being exploited. Destiny Rescue have made 2,768 rescues this year at the last count. The cost of each one is about $1,800 because of the huge cooperation with police and undercover workers, etc., involved. So Refreshed Funny supplied 2,500 this year to Destiny Rescue. Not only are children rescued, but the federal police have followed up on and arrested several dozens of Australians involved in online exploitation of these children. Our last area is Outback Australia and Indigenous projects. And first up is the Indigenous Literacy Foundation. They have three main programs: supplying books to remote communities where there are no libraries or bookshops. Secondly, Book Buzz, a program focusing on preschoolers and first language materials. And then community publishing, where remote communities get to write their own stories, often in both first language and English, and publish them. This Christmas, Uniting Care was not able to run its usual gift giving to families of people in prison, so they directed us to Angel Tree, run by the Ecumenical Prison Fellowship Australia. They have difficulty getting gifts delivered in the remote areas of North Queensland, and we allocated $500 towards that. Outback Links is the volunteer helpers arm of the Uniting Church's Frontier Services. This time, a team went to help a widow and an elderly couple on two properties near Roma who weren't coping after the fires. Our $1,000 went to the food and catering required for the 9 volunteers. Frontier Services pays for the caravan park and the catering. This was a project that Reverend Dona chose for us in her area. Yes, she was there too. You can see her in that photo. The total given this year to these exciting projects came to $12,000. So thank you to everyone who donated items, who bought items, and who did all the other little things that I know come up from time to time. Congratulations to you all.
The third lesson, pardon me, for today comes from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favoured one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favour with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her.
Glory to the Lord.
Today's reading is from Luke chapter 2, reading verses 1 to 7. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there with the angel, a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those whom he favours." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger.
Thank you.
reading from Matthew chapter 2 from verse 1. The wise men are led by the star to Jesus. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him, and calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers. You shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently. Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Came into being through him, and without him not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. During our next carol, the offering will be received. And in the third verse, I invite us to stand and to remain standing for the prayer and the blessing that will follow in the final carol. If you are visiting amongst us this morning, please feel no obligation to share to you. We sing "Angels from the Realms of Glory," and the last verse we will sing our offering. Generous God, you who have so greatly loved us, long sought us, and mercifully brought us back to you, give us grace that in everything we may yield ourselves, our motivations, all that we do, a continual offering of thanks to you. Accept and use all that we offer to you this day and every day for your glory and for the service of your kingdom and for a blessing. May the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you now and forevermore. Amen. And as we come to our final, thanks, fellas. As we come to our final carol this morning, thank you for being here this morning. And thank you for so many who have participated and shared and prepared for today. My heartfelt thanks to you for sharing in that. And perhaps not surprisingly, we conclude with Joy to the World, the Lord is come. Please feel free to stay and to share some conversation together. And again, thank you. God's peace go with each of you. Amen.
I'm going to say, 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 I'm going to say,